because you know there's a terrible famine, and that's why you're going to sell it, and that man would have given you $10, you know, if you'd held out for it. $10 is too much money even for a good ratter, said the kid. Ratter? He wasn't interested in catching rats, said the red-headed girl. Everyone's hungry here. There's at least 2 meals on that cat. What? You eat cats here? Said Morris, his tail fluffing like a brush. The girl leaned down to Morris with a dreadful grin, just like the one that Peaches always wore when she'd won an argument with him, and prodded him on the nose with a finger. Got you, she said. You fell for a very simple trick. I think you two had better come with me, don't you? Or I'll scream. And people listen to me when I'm screaming.
Chapter 3. Never go into the dark wood, my friend, said Ratty Rupert. There are bad things in there. From Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure. Far below Morris's paws, the rats were creeping through the undertown of Bart Blintz. Old towns are like that. People build down as well as up. Sellers butt against other sellers, and some of the sellers get forgotten, except by creatures that want to stay out of sight. In the thick, warm, damp darkness, a voice said, All right, who's got the matches?
Me, Dangerous Beans, feeds 4.
Well done, young rat. And who has the candle?
Me, sir. I'm bite size.
It's hard to translate sir into rat. The rat word for sir isn't a word. It's a sort of momentary crouch, indicating that, just at the moment, the crouching rat is prepared to accept that the other rat is the boss, but that he or she shouldn't get funny about it.
Good. Put it down and Peaches will light it.
There was a lot of scuffling in the darkness. Not all the rats had got used to the idea of making fire, and they were getting out of the way. There was a scratching noise, and then the match flared. Holding the match with both front paws, Peaches lit the candle stub. The flame swelled for a moment and settled down to a steady glow.
"Can you really see it?" said Ham and Pork.
"Yes, sir," said Dangerous Beans. "I am not completely blind. I can tell the difference between light and dark."
"You know," said Ham and Pork, watching the flame suspiciously, "I don't like it at all. Even so, darkness was good enough for our parents. It'll end in trouble. Besides, setting fire to a candle is a waste of perfectly good food."
"We have to be able to control the fire, sir," said Dangerous Beans calmly. "With the flame, we make a statement to the darkness. We say we are separate. We say we are not just rats. We say we are the clan."
"Hm," said Ham and Pork, which was his usual response when he didn't understand what had just been said. Just lately, he'd been hm-ing a lot.
"I've heard the younger rats are saying that the shadows frighten them," said Peaches.
"Why?" said Ham and Pork. "They're not frightened of complete darkness, are they? Darkness is ratty. Being in the dark is what a rat is all about."
"It's odd," said Peaches, "but we didn't know the shadows were there until we had the light."
One of the younger rats timorously raised a paw.
"And even when the light has gone out, we know the shadows are still around," it said.
Dangerous Beans turned towards the young rat.
"You're," he said.
"Delicious," said the younger rat.
"Well, delicious," said Dangerous Beans in a kindly voice. "Being afraid of shadows is all part of us becoming more intelligent, I think. Your mind is working out that there's a you, and there's also everything outside you. So now you're not just frightened of things that you can see and hear and smell, but also of things that you can sort of see inside your head. Learning to face the shadows outside helps us to fight the shadows inside, and you can control all the darkness. It's a big step forward. Well done."
Delicious looked slightly proud, but mostly nervous.
"I don't see the point myself," said Ham and Pork. "We used to do all right on the dump, and I was never scared of anything. We were prey to every stray cat and hungry dog, sir," said Dangerous Beans.
"Oh, well, if we're going to talk about cats," growled Ham and Pork.
"I think we can trust Morris, sir," said Dangerous Beans. "Perhaps not when it comes to money, I admit. But he is very good at not eating people who talk, you know. He checks every time."
"You can trust a cat to be a cat," said Ham and Pork, "talking or not."
"Yes, sir, but we are different and so is he.
I believe he is a decent cat at heart.
That remains to be seen, said Peaches.